Hello and welcome to episode 308 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Like us on our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to find this week's useful and interesting question and other content. Review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today, we look backward to look backward. One of my favorite books is a tome I got when I was in elementary school. It was the turn of the millennium at the time, and the book was basically a projection of where our technology would be over the next 50 years. It went through in detail about in 2010, we'll be here in 2015. Now, I love this book now because almost 15 years after it was published, I can look back at it and see where the editors got it right, where they got it way wrong, and where they were sort of on the right track conceptually, but the actual technology, for example, their idea of what a video phone would be, turns out to be very different in practice now that it's here. If you really want a fun look back at the future, check out the utopian book Looking Backward. Released in 1888, this book jumped to the year 2000 under the premise that, by the new millennium, the United States would have somehow figured out its problems and become a true utopia. The author, Edward Bellamy, framed his future around nationalism, not in the jingoistic sense, but in the National Socialist sense. The underlying idea of Bellamy's utopia was that in the military, the strict hierarchy, the sense of pride, and the homogenized culture worked really well for getting things done. So why not take that concept and make the military the framework for a whole government? The government controls everything. An industrial army is their branch in the workforce. All jobs flow from Washington. All food is freely accessible to citizens, but it is again controlled by the industrial army. Work is apportioned based on interest, and kind of fascinatingly, the less interesting or desirable the job, the fewer hours those pursuing it were required to work, and vice versa. So if no one wanted to be a plumber, for example, plumbers would only be required to work 4 or 5 hours a week, as opposed to if everybody wanted to be a computer programmer, the computer programmers would have to work 60 hours a week. It was your typical fascist utopia, though Bellamy claimed that his vision was an extension of the gospel of Jesus, and his year 2000 is what the world would look like if we put Christ's teaching into practice on a national scale. If that isn't a peculiar enough notion, consider the reaction the American public had to the book. Some folks really cottoned on to Bellamy's ideas, and nationalist clubs sprang up across the U.S. These were basically local political action groups bent on bringing this brand of national socialism to life. Some took it upon themselves to try and make the Bellamy utopia a reality within their own community. One group in Washington State headed out into the wilderness and created a colony called Glennis to try it all out. Instantly, Glennis faced the issues you might expect. Even these people who were true believers in Bellamy's concepts of shared work and fascism discovered that, at least at the time, it just couldn't hold water. It dissolved because a few people were willing to do the bulk of the labor, so the rest just sat back and enjoyed the fruits. That frustrated the people doing the work. The Glennis colony and the other various Bellamy experiments dissolved pretty quickly in failure. And over time, the Nationalist Club softened and evolved into the Progressive Party of the United States, which gave America one of its most famous and important senators, Bob La Follette of Wisconsin. Thanks for tuning in to episode 308 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you hop onto our new Daily Brainwave Facebook page to join in our various discussions. Contact me at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Utopia Week by heading to a little town in Washington called home.